Hello, good evening.
Hello?
Oh, hello, ma'am. Good
hello?
Evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us. It'll be very brief.
Sure.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. Well, my first question to you would be is, do you consider yourself to be male, female, or something different?
Female.
Okay. And moving on, ma'am. Well, what is the year of your birth?
92.
Okay. Would you say that you're registered to vote?
What company?
Oh, yes. Yes, ma'am. We're calling from Metro Research. Again, it's going to be a brief survey, mostly on topics like elections. So I'll be very quick, ma'am. I was asking you, are you registered to vote or are you not registered?
Yes. I'm registered.
Oh, okay. All right, ma'am. Would you say that you are of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yes.
Oh, would you consider that to be Mexican or Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican, or a different place?
Central American.
No problem, ma'am. All right. And my other question to you would be is, we would like to know is, what would you consider your race to be? For example, you could say white, black, African American, American Indian, Asian, Pacific Islander, Hispanic, Middle Eastern, or a different race?
I would say Hispanic / black.
Okay, ma'am. In general, do you feel positive or negative about your own future?
Positive.
Okay. The future of the planet, do you feel positive or negative?
Negative.
Okay. The future of the country, do you feel positive or negative?
negative.
Okay, moving on, ma'am. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make a change on issues that are important to you? I just want you to rate your feelings on a scale of a 0 to a 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all. 10 means your vote has a lot of power. From a 0 to a 10?
5.
A 5. Okay, ma'am. And moving on quickly, which of the following do you feel are most important to you? For example, mental health, crime, education, racism and discrimination, immigration, healthcare, abortion access, economy and cost of living, student loans, climate change, national security, gun violence. You could choose up to 3.
Man, so many of those matter.
Would you like me to read them again?
I would say top would be education.
Okay.
Violence. And can you read them again?
Sure. Mental health, crime, racism and discrimination, immigration, healthcare, abortion, economy and cost of living, student loans, climate change, national security, gun violence.
I would say healthcare.
Okay, ma'am.
Education.
Okay.
And gun violence. I feel like everything else falls under those.
No problem, ma'am. So. Thinking about this chapter of your life, which three of the following do you currently prioritize the most? For example, caring for senior family members, your education, economic security and financial independence, relationships, contributing to positive change in your community, improving or maintaining physical health, having or caring for children, advancing in your career, work-life balance, hobbies and free time activity, improving or maintaining mental health? Any of those?
I would say, I feel like I'm dabbling a little bit in all of it, except for my own education, but caring for family, family education, bettering community. I'm personally not working on my schooling or anything like that, but I feel like everything else kind of fits.
No problem. No problem, ma'am. All right, so I have caring for senior family members. You said contributing positive change in your community. I'm sorry, you mentioned something else?
Children's education, like family education. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, ma'am. Children's education and family's education. No problem. All right, ma'am. And moving on, we would also like to know, ma'am, is, well, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You can choose up to 3. For example, your profession, being young, your role in relationships, for example, a mother or a wife or a friend, being a member of your racial ethnic group, your sexual orientation, your spiritual religious beliefs, your personality, being a woman, being American, your hobbies or interests. You can choose up to three.
I would say being a mother,
okay.
Religious aspects, and being a woman.
Okay, no problem. And moving on quickly, thank you so far for your responses. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? For example, you can choose up to two. I have pride, happiness, disappointment, dread, hope, anger, exhaustion. Any of those?
Exhaustion and hope.
Okay. And moving on quickly, ma'am, which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? For example, the first one, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, or our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future, or our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, ma'am. Any of those?
I'd say the second one, because I'm hopeful, even if it feels like the last one.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Yeah. Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing Americans. Okay, ma'am. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? For example, you can choose up to three. I have power-hungry politicians seeking control, too many white men in power, division and gridlock between political parties, politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people, systemic racism, corporate money has too much influence, the two-party system, not enough people getting involved to making our voices heard. Any three that stand up the most?
Division between parties,
okay.
Too much money involved. Is that one of them?
We had power-hungry politicians seeking control, or too many old white men in power?
Power, seeking power.
Okay, ma'am.
Can you read them over again?
Sure. We have too many old white men in power. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Systemic racism. Corporate money has too much influence. The two-party system. Not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard.
The two-party system.
Okay, ma'am. All right. Moving on, ma'am.
There's always been white men, but there hasn't been as much division.
No problem, ma'am. I understand. What about this one? How much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Do their decisions affect your personal life? For example, the Supreme Court. Do you feel it affects you a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. What about your state government? Do you feel it affects you a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
State government, a little.
Okay. And the President Biden, do you feel their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Okay. Your city government, do you feel it affects you a lot, somewhat, little, or not at all?
A little.
Okay. And Congress, do you feel it affects your life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Okay. And ballot initiatives, like proposed laws that the public votes on, do you feel it affects you a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Okay. And community organizations, like nonprofit, grassroots, coalitions, do you feel it affects you a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
A little.
Okay. Moving on quickly, ma'am. Well, you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. Again, thank you for your responses. For each case, I just want you to tell me how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation. For example, the first one, ma'am, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. You find that very motivated, somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all unmotivating?
It's a bummer, but it's unmotivating.
Would you say somewhat unmotivating or not at all motivating, ma'am?
Not at all motivating.
What about this one? In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. You find that very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Not at all motivating.
What about this one? The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. Do you find that very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Somewhat motivating.
All right. And this one says, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ and customers and deny them services. Do you find that very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Somewhat motivating.
All right, ma'am. And moving on quickly, ma'am. Thank you for your responses. In your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make the change you want to see in the U.S.? For example, volunteering for an advocacy organization. Do you see it very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, or not effective at all?
Somewhat effective.
What about this one, ma'am? Attending a protest. Do you find it very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, or not effective at all?
Somewhat effective.
Boycotting a company, do you find it very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, or not effective at all?
Somewhat effective.
Okay. Contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives, do you find that very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, or not effective at all?
Somewhat effective.
Sharing your opinions with friends and family in persons or in social media, do you find it very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, or not effective at all?
Somewhat effective.
Voting in elections, do you find it very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, or not effective at all?
Very effective.
Signing a petition, do you find it very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, or not effective at all?
Very effective.
Okay, ma'am. Moving on quickly. Well, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, just tell me, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting. I just want you to tell me or describe why you may not have voted in previous elections. You can choose up to three. For example, there was an intimidative presence at your polling place. You did not have time to vote. You didn't think your vote would be counted properly. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. Your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. The candidates didn't represent your values. You didn't know enough about the candidates. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. Or would you say none of the above because you always vote? Or would you say none of the above because you face other obstacles?
Candidates didn't represent values.
Oh, no problem then. All right, the candidates represent. Any other two that caught your attention? Would you like me to read them again?
I think that would be it.
No problem, ma'am. All right. Well, I'm going to read some statements right now. I just want you to rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the U.S., you know, like by voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives. I'll be quick, ma'am. For example, the first one says, the federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan projected to cut pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. This is crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change reported that we need to take action within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past the point of catastrophic warming. We must continue to push measures like these for a livable and sustainable future. Does that make you want to engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
I would say less.
Okay, would you say engage a little less or a lot less?
A little less.
Okay, what about this one, ma'am? Young voters turned out in huge numbers in 2022, mobilized by issues like abortion. We elected the highest number of women, LGBTQ, Black, Hispanic, and AAPI representatives in history, and our power is only growing. Millennial and Gen Z Americans will make up half of eligible voters by 2024, giving young voters decisive influence on election outcomes. Let's put this power into action so that our government reflects us and our values. Does that make you want to engage more, ma'am, or engage less?
Less?
Okay, would you say a little less or a lot less?
A little.
Okay, what about this one? In 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade, restricting access for people across the country, and triggering near total bans in 24 states. But young women have made it clear that we don't accept this attack on our rights by coming together to protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy to protect the freedom to make our decisions about our bodies. Does that make you want to engage more or less, ma'am? Hello, ma'am?
Hello?
Yes, I was asking you.
Sorry. I can hear you. Less.
Would you say a little less or a lot less?
A little less.
What about the last one for this section, ma'am? It says, right now, most of us are struggling with rising prices and low wages, while the wealthiest corporations are making record... Hello, ma'am? Hello? Tony, 76%. She hung up on me. Hold on. Let me see. What's her number? A long survey.
Hello? I'm actually going to catch you in.